the Book of Genitals, Old Testicle, Chapter 1. In the beginning, Mac was the heaven and the asylum and all that was. Mac was the form and the essence. He created and created and procreated. Everything came from Mac and was Mac. In his creation, he made Chief Bromden, and from him the house known as Chronic. Bromden begat Ellis, and Ellis begat Colonel Matterson, and Matterson begat Ruckley, and Old Pete. From the son of Pete came all the wheelers, and walkers, and vegetables. Mac saw no color except black and white, and created another house. This was the house of Acute. Mac was the product of passion, copulation, and bodiness. He lived in the town of Everywhere, south of Columbia. The infant Mac got himself laid and learned to love. And flew his yellow banner high. There's a time for laying and a time for loving, a time for fighting and a time for conning. Mac picked the wrong time and got himself thrown in the cooler. Fighting some more, he was committed. Mac, being human, could not send a son to Earth, and also, being human, couldn't see evil until he stepped in it. And all in the asylum was without happiness, and all was fear and order. No laughter or love was to be found. The spirit of Mac moved into the scene. Mac said, "Let there be love and laughter." And the big nurse said, "No." The big nurse sent Mac to the main building for a lobotomy, so he would no longer be free and strong. The pious Dr. Spivey, a half-hearted supporter of Mac, did not stop the operation. The physical form of Mac became a shell of nothingness, placed in the ward to create fear in the hearts of all. All Mac's people saw this and knew Mac's physical being must be destroyed so that others might live. Mac's people, through the hand of his most devoted disciple, Saint Bromden, snuffed out his life with a pillow. Mac once again became the form and the essence. His fishing buddies and whores all over the earth are laughing and loving and bucking the combine. Someday the hum of the combine's machinery will be drowned out by laughter, and all will be free from the fear within, and love and disorder shall reign. The reign of the combine, Tabor the soothsayer brought the word of the coming Mac, and he was screwed. Later, an old creek called Peter the Railroad told of the wonder of Mac and how the combine operated. The strain was too much for the live miscarriage, and he fizzled and was tired.